Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The resilience of this team with the external noise, everyone counting us out. You know, hopefully this is an opportunity for us to not waste. You know, hopefully we can go on a run with this win and find our rhythm towards the back end of the season now.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa after their win last night. Good morning, everybody. It's a late night, man. Late night on Monday Night Football, but boy, Dan Day is working the graveyard shift. He's back here in the morning. You're all over the place, Dan.
He's got a point, though. Seems like the Dolphins are kind of catching their groove right now.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question. And, you know, again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. By the way, Hollywood Dan Day and Trevor and Joe was kind enough to join us by phone a little while back. He is making his way back from L.A. But, yeah, you have to wonder what this would have looked like had Tua not gone headfirst into DeMar Hamlin and, you know, the whole concussion thing. And it's been, by the way, his sit down with Jeff Darlington was really interesting yesterday, too. And you know, they played that before the game, and he was talking about talking to doctors and dealing with his family and all the stuff that we had kind of wondered about. And Jeff did a really nice job addressing all that stuff with Tua. And, you know, he made it, again, abundantly clear that he is going to play. He wants to play. He's just got to be smarter about it.
Yeah.
I don't know that he was entirely too much smarter about it last night, but so, no, he held on to the football way too long on too many occasions. Look, I'll be honest, Dan, and I don't want to be negative guy about the team this morning because they finally found a way to win. You snap your losing streak.
They were the better team last night.
You're playing better. They were. With that being said, though, man, I thought the defense handed them that game on a silver platter so many different times. It's like, just go and score, right? Go out, get a touchdown, get a little distance between the two teams, and you know they really couldn't do that, and that was kind of frustrating. But yeah, I think that to be negative, to be down on the team this morning is a little bit tough. And I know that that's sometimes the direction that the text line goes.
Yeah.
And we're getting a few of those. They pop up right in front of me here, and I'm seeing it. And it's like, yeah, I get it. Look, but the team has a lot of problems.
Hollywood,
no question.
Ask you a question. Of course, I was working the pregame, so I didn't get to watch the interview. And did Tua say he was going to be smarter about the way he plays?
No, he did. And he said that many times.
He also said he doesn't want to be the concussion boy for the NHL. NFL, stealing my words.
The interception, I understand. Why did he compound it by doing what he did trying to tackle
Roseboom? Yeah, that was, Hey, man, look, he's going to play football. I get it. Like, you're going to try to make plays. If you're the quarterback, you see a guy running, a pick back, yeah, you're probably leaning, lunging in with your head. Again, that's what got us to this place right now that we're at. That's what got us here. But so the Dolphins, look, clearly do not have a backup plan should Tua go down. They did not have one to start the season. They certainly don't have one now. This season, totally 100% is dependent on whether he can stay healthy because they are a significantly better team with him healthy. I think that's very obvious for anyone that is watching these games. They played much better against Buffalo than I think any of us expected them to play. They hung in there. They made that a game. And they found a way to win this game. You know, look, in the NFL, you just got to find ways to win. And I thought the offense, again, left a lot of points out there. Last night, there were some opportunities that were missed. And there were some plays that, some of those sacks not good, some of those turnovers not good. But with that being said, your defense stepped up.
Yeah.
They were able to help you get the win last night. And you have a little bit of life if you're the Dolphins. And I do agree with what this texter said. And it's like, yeah, I get it. 9-8, 8-9, same old song, worst spot to be in. I know. Being mediocre sucks in the NFL. It is not a good place to be.
It's terrible. But
the Dolphins are just not, they're just not bad enough to be like a 2 or 3 or 4 win team. They're just not bad enough.
No.
Unless Tua goes down, then they were one of the worst teams in football, and they certainly showed that with their 15 points a game, whatever they were averaging going into that one. So, yeah, I mean, that's the situation right now for the Dolphins. They do get a win. They got two easy games coming up that they should be able to win both of them here at home. You're back to 5-6 if you can win both of those games. And, you know, can you chase down Denver? Can you chase down the Bengals and the Colts? It's certainly possible, you know, but, yeah, I mean, all roads are leading back to, and I know you can't go 500 anymore with the new rules, but, yeah, all roads are kind of, for the Dolphins, leading back to 500. I just think that the big thing this offseason is still, to me, figuring out that quarterback position and making sure that you have a more than capable backup. And for me, I would still draft a quarterback high. I don't know how much longer you can rely on Tua. That's the sad part here, because I do think that the guy can play, and they obviously just gave him a ton of money, but I just don't know. And you watch that game last night, and he's so fragile, and it's like, yeah, like you're lunging in there with your head. You're getting sacked back there because you hold on to the football entirely too long.
He was slow last night.
Yeah, man. Some of those plays, they leave you scratching your head a little bit. And but that's where the Dolphins sit right now. They're in 10th spot right now. By the way, they give them a playoff probability, 10% chance to make the playoffs. I don't know where they get those numbers from, but 10% chance, Dan, to make the playoffs here.
Some of the tiebreakers against some of the teams they're not good against. But if the defense plays the way they played last night, you give them a chance in every game.
Yeah.
Defense was fantastic.
They're going to have a chance in all these games. No question, man. They're going to have a chance, and they are a better team with Tua in the lineup. And let's get to a couple of texts here. I just wish Tua not worry so much about what folks say, like his comment that everyone counted them out. Save that comment until you prove them wrong. Yeah, I don't know that Tua's overly worried about what people are saying. I thought his interview last night was great. I really did. And look, he's got to be very aware of the situation here, right? And I think that he is. The Dolphins are currently the 10 seed. 7 makes the playoffs not far-fetched. Yeah, we just said 10% chance. That's what the NFL.com is giving them. I don't know, again, where they get these percentages from. It is, by the way, it is a long shot that the Dolphins would make the playoffs, right? Because your margin for error here is very, very slim. And the schedule will get tougher. I mean, it just does, right? Like, they do have some tricky games down the stretch of this season. Now, the good news is you got the Pats, got the Jets twice.
You got the Raiders,
So the
Browns.
The 49ers, who look better. They're starting to catch their stride. The Texans look a lot better. So I don't look, they're all winnable games. You know, there's nothing that I look at on the schedule coming up that's like, there's just no way.
Yeah, but it's also the NFL. You can win or lose every week.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the Dolphins have 2 3-game losing streaks, and they're sandwiched between their 3 wins on the season. But Raiders and Pats, couple of 1 o'clockers here in Miami. You should be able to find a way to win both of those. And then you'll worry about that game on the road in Green Bay in the cold. We'll figure that out when we get there. Let's get there first. So you do go at the Jets in the last week of the season. The New York Jets, meanwhile, and we haven't really gone around the league yet. We can do that later on in the show, Dan. But, boy, the Jets are an absolute mess. They've had their quarterback in the lineup, so they don't have any excuses. They fired their coach, and things look even worse.
Yeah.
They are 3-7 on the season, and man, they are really, really falling apart here. Hollywood. They just lost to the Cardinals 31-6.
Yeah, that's nasty. Hollywood, is this
biblical beatdown, Hollywood?
Is this a scenario that if you go into January 5th or 6th, wherever they flex the game, if you're a Dolphins fan and it's a win or go home game, you're happy with that, right?
Yeah, and it's been, by the way, we've had that game, that win or go home game against the Jets. I think the Jets are going to just continue to self-destruct, though. I think they are they're an absolute mess. I think their quarterback, he can't turn down an interview, man.
There's no bigger mess than the Dallas Cowboys next to the Jets. The
Cowboys are a mess.
But how long have we said, All year long, we said, the Jets are going to jet. They're going to jet. Mm-hmm. And what are they doing? And people gave us a hard time. In Hollywood, I know people came to you and said, no, you don't understand. It's Aaron Rodgers, and they got a defense. And we said, you know what? They're gonna jet. And lo and behold, what are they doing?
It is funny, though, man, to see Aaron Rodgers kind of self-destruct like this. It is kind of enjoyable to watch. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like the Jets. I don't like him.
It's entertaining for me because my parents, my mom's a Jet fan, so like she's miserable the whole time. She even predicted the Achilles injury.
And I got to say, it's also funny, too, because remember the AFC East was supposed to be, again, for the second straight season, was supposed to, and obviously the Patriots were not, but you were supposed to have
The Bills.
The Dolphins were going to be, this is their year. You know, the Jets, Super Bowl, this is it, man. Aaron Rodgers is back. And it's the Bills once again, man. It's the Bills running away with the division as Buffalo just continues to play good football. And I don't know where you put them right now, but Buffalo, KC, they're both looking really good. The Chiefs, again, find that just a crazy way to win that game. They beat the Broncos on a blocked kick, a chip shot.
Yeah, 35 yards.
All
35.
The Denver's got to do. They did everything, man. They outplayed where the guy wanted it. They did. They really did.
I got to ask you this, Danny. So for the past 2 or 3 years, Buffalo has been very good against Kansas City in the regular season. But the games that count, they lose. So, like, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan and you win this coming Sunday, although it's the biggest game in the NFL, do you take a lot of stock in that, or do you just say, oh, let's just wait till the postseason?
I don't know, because they have had so much trouble. Everyone's had trouble,
of course,
with Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, and it is funny because it's not really just him anymore, it's the defense.
Yeah,
right? Their defense is really, really tough. So I think that's kind of a funny one. But yeah, that game coming up on Sunday should be very, very entertaining. That, of course, is the 4:25 game on CBS. That'll be the national game. Buffalo and Kansas City in Buffalo, so should be a heck of a game. All right, just a few more texts here coming in. 561 says, let's party, we're going to the Super Bowl, we beat another 500 team.
Yeah.
You know what, man, I think it's okay to feel good about a win. I really do.
Yeah.
And all the people that are texting in that losing is better and all that. And hey, you know what? You're probably right. They're probably right. You know, yeah, if you lose the rest of your games, you'd probably get a better draft pick. You're probably right. But you know what? The reality is, as long as Tua's out there, they are not one of the worst teams in football. They're a mediocre team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're middle of the road, but they're not one of the worst teams.
Okay, I mean, a couple of questions about that. We dealt with that last night. Like, you don't beat anybody, that's good. And, right, last year, the only team we beat that was a playoff team was Dallas, and Dallas isn't very good. And I understand, like, oh, we might have gone out there and beat the Rams, and some people say the Rams aren't good. I think the Rams are a decent team. But, like, you're going to win the next two games because you're not playing the greatest teams in the world, but you're going to go to Green Bay and lose. And it's like, what are we doing here? Same thing as this. We tried tanking, I mean, whether you want to admit it or not, and that didn't work very well.
Well, sorry. So we got that going on. A lot of texts coming in about this Dolphins thing. I want to read them when we come back. We appreciate everyone texting in here this morning. Guy says, if you want your team to lose, you're a loser. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not watching that game last night being bummed out that they won because I want a better draft pick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not – it's also just not realistic, right? Like, you got the Raiders and the Patriots coming up. And, again, assuming Tua is able to stay upright – I don't see much of a chance that they like lose out or anything, you know, crazy like that. So, do the Dolphins have major roster issues? Yeah, they do. They've given out a lot of bad contracts. You know, right now you can't seem to get Tyreek Hill going. I know he's injured. I know he's dealing with the wrist. I know there's some other, I'm guessing there's some other stuff with Tyreek right now because he just is not Tyreek. You got Jaylen Waddle, who is been somewhat of a factor, right? He had that nice opening drive. He had a drop late in the game. That was
a
key one.
Bad pass.
Yeah. So look, things have been a little slow for the Dolphins this season. But, you know, look, we'll take a win wherever we can get one. I would have really liked to have gotten a win on Saturday, though. And the Canes coming up short on the road in Atlanta, falling at Georgia Tech. We had the highlight earlier. You heard the Cam Ward fumble on the last drive of the game. Very disappointing for the Hurricanes to have their perfect season come to an end in game number 10. You still got games 11 and 12, though, to go here. Wake Forest. Miami does, by the way, they have a bye week here, so they get another week to prepare here for Wake Forest. And I guess the only hope, you know what's funny? Everyone gives me a hard time on the pregame show because I always say that Miami needs to start fast. That's like my number one.
It is, and
week.
You do.
I've been riding that thing hard, man. It's you got to start a little bit better. Miami digs themselves into these holes against teams that they should be able to beat, man. Like, you can't tell me Georgia Tech's got more talent than the University of Miami. Mm. You just can't tell me that. And you know, I don't get it, man. They have dug themselves into these big holes in these games, and unfortunately, it just becomes tough to do it every single week, to ask Cam Ward to give you like one of those edge of your seat rescues. And
yeah,
it's just been it's been a little bit tough here for the Hurricanes. So we got that going on. If you want to text in about that, the Dolphins 305, the Dolphins doing anything in the playoffs is also unrealistic. You're probably right, sir. You're probably right. But what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
Yeah, but at the
same
time,
they're not going to go out and tank. It's just not realistic to expect that. I don't know. What are you going to do, guys? Come
on. Let me ask you this. As a 24-year-old male or female here in South Florida that's a Dolphins fan.
That's the streak, Dan.
But how comforting and how encouraging would it be to win a playoff game? You know what? What are we doing here? Are we trying to just win a playoff game? It would feel a lot better than not winning one.
I'll be honest with you, by the way. Like, if I was betting today, if you had to ask me, like, if there was a bet, Dolphins playoffs, yes or no, I would bet no.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sitting here today. Like, they gave them a 10%, you know, NFL.com gives the playoff probability. They have a 10% chance. I don't know where they get those numbers from. You know, whatever. They probably rank the schedule and some other analytics and such. If you asked me like to put my hard-earned money down, I would say no, they don't make the playoffs. I don't think they will, because I think it's just too much to ask for them to maybe lose one more game
right.
The rest of the way. I just think there's probably going to be some slippage. And the other issue is, I don't know that Tua can stay healthy the rest of the way. I watched that game last night, and he just doesn't seem to get it yet. So, he's holding on to the football too long.
Yeah, he is.
He's lunging at a guy with his head, head first. Not, he takes not, a knee not, in the helmet. And look, man, the thing with Tua is, like, we know it doesn't take a whole lot
to
knock him out. It happened with DeMar Hamlin. So, anyway, we got a lot more to get to here. A lot of stuff going on. The Heat are in action tonight. The Panthers are in action tonight. Soccer season has come to a close.
That is sad.
We got a lot of stuff going on here in South Florida. We'll get to your texts and more when we come back here on QAM.
All right. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something that's pretty serious out there. Atlantic Men's Clinic for just a second. ED and low T. Doesn't matter what time I'm talking. For men, sometimes in their 40s, a lot of times in their 50s, 60s, the percentages are pretty good. 70s, that you have full-blown ED and low T. Not that we go around telling people, you become good friends with your partner at that point. It's no longer a physical relationship, and you're tired and you're moody. By the way, I've figured out the low T is grumpy old man. When I hear somebody go, oh, my God, uh-oh, come on, man, you got low T. The way you're acting, you're kind of blowing up about nothing here. And then ED, sex drive is gone. Oh, boy, that's a problem. I don't know about you, but as I get older, I still want to enjoy it. I still want to enjoy having it, man, and you probably do too. If you want to knock out ED and low T like I did, Atlantic Men's Clinic can do it, and do it fast. Amazing. 6 locations throughout South Florida. They have treatments with success rates well over 90% for you. Hey, I want you to schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, T, and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have a great staff. We'll sit down and explain everything to you. The results are fantastic. This is firsthand. This is not what I heard. This is what I know. Call them today, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Do something about it. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Learn more about them, and then make the call.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Shoulders down there. but I guess his leg kind of did kick, like, the side of your head. You never felt any ill effects from it?
Nah, didn't feel any of that. That was pretty bad tackling for him, though. That was pretty terrible.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa there. Trying to hit guys with your head, Tua. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Make a mistake. Go ahead and possibly make another big mistake. Even the announcers are saying things. And last night I was watching SportsCenter because, you know, I was here for the post game and get ready for this. And even the announcers on SportsCenter go, geez, like, what's he doing? What's he doing, man?
Well, nevertheless, the Dolphins got a win. Man. All right, they got a win. It's a reason to feel good.
They found a way.
Yeah, I mean, it's been three straight losses. It's good to get a win. And a lot of texts coming in here this morning, and we'll check out what people are sending in. By the way, Hollywood Dan Day and Trevor in for Joe here this morning. Joe on his way back from Los Angeles was on the call of the game.
Hollywood, who was your MVP last night? Most valuable player for the Dolphins.
That's a good one,
because,
man.
You know.
Well, obviously, I'm going on the defensive side.
No.
Boy, Calais Campbell is pretty remarkable, isn't he? Had a couple of deflections last night. Man, he is something. Sealer obviously made a big impact coming back in the lineup.
But
as
you notice
well.
He missed the last. Sealer missed the last two games.
Yeah,
and everybody's else. What's going
on?
His
defense? Presence felt pretty early.
But
in that
did you notice
game.
The past two games where I was like, why is the defense so bad? He comes back, and all of a sudden the defense is fantastic again, and you're like.
No, they played lights out, man. And I thought they gave the offense so many opportunities last night to basically close that game out. And you know, the Rams were able to hang for a while because the Dolphins' offense couldn't put up enough points. Thankfully, Jason Sanders was a little better last night and went
three for three. What about Odell Beckham Jr.? First of all,
he had a catch late in the game too. How about that?
Big
man?
Time on third down.
That was nice. That was nice to see. He had a catch in that one. You brought up something we were talking during the break. The Rams did cost themselves a field goal with a false start.
Wow!
They make the field goal. Is it 52 yards?
So it's a 52-yarder, and they make it.
They make it. They get the false start. They push it back to 57. The guy misses it. That ended up being a big play.
And then what happens on the ensuing possession for the Dolphins? They go down and score a touchdown. Yeah. So technically, that's a 10-point swing. Mm. And at that point, it's what, 10-6. It was 10-6. They missed the field goal. Could have been 10-9. Instead, it ends up going 17-6. That's big.
786 says Dolphins beat a healthy Rams team. It's been injured most of the year at their house. That's a good win on prime time, which is another thing the Dolphins have sucked at.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all day yesterday, Danny. Yeah, of course, you had the day off. Thank goodness. You know, it was Veterans Day, and you know, I hope you had a great time in Nashville, and we'll get to that. I hope you had a lot
Chattanooga,
of
Dan.
It's Chattanooga. Okay, Chattanooga. So I've been lied to, but you had some good barbecue, hopefully, and everything.
I don't think they do. They don't do barbecue in Chattanooga. Okay. That's not their thing. They did. We had a lot of Southern food.
How was the free Wi-Fi there? Because apparently. Chattanooga is the first major city in the United States that has free Wi-Fi throughout the whole city.
I didn't even know that.
Well, you have one of those unlimited plans.
Here's what I learned about Chattanooga. All right, real quick.
Okay, here we go.
Then we'll get back to the text. So not a lot of people apparently live there because the streets are empty. Like we're just walking down
through
their main street, whatever it's called, and it was like a ghost town there. So that's one thing. The second thing is they make moon pies there.
Ooh!
For those who know what moon pies are, the Moon Pie Factory is there. So they have a Moon Pie General Store in like the heart of the downtown. So we brought back like.
So what is your favorite moon pie? I'm a banana man.
All right. Anyway, I haven't tried all the flavors. They have a lot of flavors up there.
Yeah.
They have
I've
a lot of different
through
flavors.
Chattanooga.
So I haven't tried them all.
It's very desolate, but there's beautiful mountains.
Yeah, we had a nice time. I knew we were in for a little bit of a quiet trip when I asked my buddy who actually lives there who was getting married. I said, like, what is the best thing to do? Mm-hmm. We got a couple days here. He goes, go check out the bridge. And there's a view from the bridge. And so anyway, someone said Terrell Owens played college there at Chattanooga.
UT Chattanooga. Yo, it was UT Chattanooga at the time.
Yeah, that's cool. This guy spent a month. I spend a month a year in Chattanooga. What are you talking about? No barbecue. I didn't I didn't find any barbecue. We had a lot of good Southern food. We had like biscuits and, you know, like all that kind of mac and cheese and chicken and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't, honestly did not find any barbecue. I'm more of a Texas barbecue guy myself. Like if we're choosing your barbecue regions.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
561 says, hey, Hollywood, aren't we blessed to have the Florida Panthers? Yes, we are blessed to have the Panthers.
What a game.
Tanking, how great was Flores as a coach? He had to overcome Greer as a GM. The secret tanking we had organized with Ross. No one's tanking here, man. No one's tanking.
Ooh.
I know there's some people that would rather see them lose. It does not matter, though. Whatever the Dolphins are going for it, there's no question. Let's keep it rolling here on the text. And by the way, we have the Heat and Panthers in action tonight here on our family of networks.
Yeah, so it's an interesting time. The Devils are coming to town for a two-game stand, yeah. Which since COVID, you know, they've decided to, instead of going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, you get a Tuesday and a Thursday. And then, of course, the Heat are in the NBA Cup, which is the in-season tournament, basically.
I like the NBA Cup.
I do like it, too.
I'm a fan of the NBA Cup. I'm a fan of anything that motivates NBA players to play for those enormous salaries that they get. So whatever it takes, man, whatever it takes to
get those. And especially, you got to like the fact that, and have you watched Starting Five on Netflix?
I made it through the first episode, Dan.
Yeah, it's
the best I could do with that one.
It's not the greatest show, but LeBron talks about when they win last year, the in-season tournament, and he's like, it's not so much for me because $500,000 is, and it sounds silly, $500,000 is $500,000 to me. He goes, but some of these other guys that are on 10 days and all this other stuff that are getting $500,000, that's a big deal to them. And it is. It's a big deal. And he goes, the thing about me is I'm competitive, and these guys are competitive. So I do like the in-season tournament because it does give you something to play for just outside of regular season and your job, which, you know, you should be trying to do your best anyway. But, yeah.
So hopefully he can get back to 500 tonight. 954 says most of these downer Dolphin fans seem to forget that we are two last-second field goals away from being 5-4. They're also a couple plays away from losing a couple of those games, too. So
Well, there's a toe against New England. That was kind of weird.
Now we got a lot of texts here about Chattanooga. Did you hit Rock City or Ruby Falls? No, we were too lazy.
Oh,
too lazy to do anything like that. Let's see here. A win. That's the spirit. The Miami Dolphins are consistently inconsistent. No matter what, Miami needs a QB early round one. Can't trust Tua. 813. I completely agree with you. I'm good on that
one. Danny, let me break this down for you.
First things first here.
We had some former New England Patriots here that do a morning show in Boston, and I was helping them with the broadcast, and I was getting, we're no good, we suck, we've always been no good. It's like, you had a two-decade run of Super Bowls. Okay, stop. Stop this. It bothers me. Enjoy the win. It was a good, Danny, it was a good win last night. And not only was it a good win last night, it was a win where I was pretty confident we're going to win the whole time. When we got up 20, okay, so when they kicked a field goal, it was 20-13. I wrote down in my notes, if we score another point, this game's over. We went down 23. Never had to worry about it. You saw how Sam Darnold, who's the professional of professionals, looked like at points he was just like, you know what, this game's over. I can't do anything. Not Sam Darnold, I'm sorry about that. Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, a couple times, just looked like, okay, you know what, they got us. Did you not get that feeling last night?
Yeah.
Were you ever worried that last night?
And I will say this, and look, I've been big on this, they need to take a quarterback first, and I'm also big on, like, if you're going to, I'd rather be bad than mediocre. Obviously, right? But with that being said, if you could, somehow win a playoff game, it'd be really nice. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Like a quarter of a century. It'd be really nice if you could find a way to win one. We got to take a pause here. We got a lot more to get to. I do want to dive into this Canes situation here, man. Miami's got a week off. They do have a bye week here to regroup and reorganize and find a way to get these last two wins down the stretch, get themselves into the ACC championship game, and potentially get to the college football playoff. It's all still there for the Canes. I mean, look, everything took a big hit on Saturday in Atlanta, but it is all still in front of Miami. We'll get to that when we come back here on QAM.
My guy Loctite, Chevy Loctite, is on a roll. Joe, it's hurricane season. He started doing this, and now it's just kind of funny that the CEO goes, hey, Joe, it's hurricane season, man. And if people out there, because there's still a big threat, there could still get ugly about you don't have impact windows and doors and your roof's a little leaky right now and you're trying to buy another year. Why do that? I know why you're doing. One of the reasons is because of money. Well, how about this? Impact windows, doors, and roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. Loctite's got some great financing plans for you right now to really help you out. So if you want to protect your home, because that's really all you can do during hurricane season, you can't control anything else except making sure you've done everything possible for your home. Even during hurricane season, Loctite said, please give us a call. Let us help you. Let us tell you what we'll tell you exactly what we can do if you need anything done, your windows, your doors, or you need a new roof. Our company's getting bigger. We got great people in all parts of it for you. The roofing materials, tile, shingle, metal flat, we do it all for you. Don't wait for the next storm. Do not wait for the next storm. Take advantage of it. Loctite services all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Palm Beach County. They take care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about anything. Just call them. Let their very knowledgeable people take care of you and get you all set up. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. Here's their phone number. Write it down. Give them a call. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Let Loctite and all the folks over there take really, you're going to like them, professional, great stuff going on at Loctite. Call them today.
Yeah, I would say for myself, my confidence level from the time I came back against the Cardinals had never wavered from the first game I played against the Jaguars. I think when you're playing, when you're out there, the game is too fast for you to think of anything else. And if you start thinking of anything else, it's hard for you to focus on your job. So let's go out there, play football.
Dolphins get a win on Monday Night Football. Welcome back here on WQAM. Hollywood, Dan Day, Trevor along here with you. As the Dolphins win, the Hurricanes, not so much, though, unfortunately, as boy, Georgia Tech does it to them once again here. And Miami now at 9-1. They do get a week off here, and they had a chance to figure some things out here. Wake Forest and Syracuse to finish up the season for the Canes. A little bit of a disappointment there for Miami and Cam Ward's Heisman hopes. I don't know. We'll see. We will see how this thing goes down the stretch. Look,
my problem is
I don't know, but he's not all about the Heisman. He's about let's win and let's, you know, get this program to where it hasn't been, Dan. And that as an ACC champion, it would be nice, man. It would be really nice, and hopefully we can get to that point here by winning the next two. And I'll tell you, that ACC championship game should be winnable as well. But I don't even want to pretend to know anymore. Same thing with the Dolphins, man. Like, yeah. I don't know. Dan, you asked me during the break. You go, you do the pregame. You follow this thing pretty closely. Can they win the next two? And I really thought they were going to not only beat Georgia Tech, but I thought they were going to pound them. I really did. I go back to like last year and what happened, and it was such a heartbreaking loss and such a disastrous loss. And it's like, yeah, I really thought they were going to go up there and put it on those guys. And yet it's the same thing. It's been a come from behind situation in every game. I want to say every game but FSU. Off the top of my head here, like they have been at least conference games. It's been every conference game but FSU as far as I can remember here that Miami has had to come from behind. I mean, look at the Cal game. My God, did they have to come from behind? And now they're down 25 in that game. They trailed against Louisville. They trailed against Duke, right? So yeah, it's been Virginia Tech they trailed in that game. So yeah, it's been that kind of deal.
But I told you, conference games are conference games, man. It doesn't matter.
That's fine, but I don't know, man. You want to get to the playoff and you want to beat like a who they have Miami matched up against. It was Alabama and Texas, the winner of that. It's like, well, you know, you got to beat Georgia Tech before you can talk about beating, you know, Alabama or whatever.
Yes,
so,
Alabama.
First things first.
LSU, but, that wasn't nice.
Yeah, I mean, do I think Miami will beat Wake Forest and Syracuse? Yes.
They should.
They should. You're right. The defense has been seemingly getting progressively worse as the season has gone on. It'd be nice to, what do they say, like, to peak, right? Isn't that, it's a college,
yes,
that's peak. A college basketball thing, right?
You it's also peak at the right time. It's also the NFL thing, too,
yeah,
also.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like we talk about that in college basketball. You feel like your team's peaking at the right time?
And the thing is also, like, when it comes to college football or any sports, you know, maybe you do come out, and hopefully they go out there and just take care of business against Wake Forest, a no-doubter. And you're like, okay, we're back on track. That means nothing against Syracuse. You can go out against Syracuse, and things can be as touch and go are even worse than...
I know. I just, man, I can't believe we're talking about Syracuse. Like, Wake Forest and Syracuse.
Aranda,
come on, man.
Are we talking basketball or football?
Come on. I know, exactly. Like, come on. Come on. All right, you should find a way to win those two games, and then you get to the ACC championship game.
And play and, most likely SMU.
It looks that way.
Very good SMU team, by the way.
Very good SMU team.
Very good. With, by the way, Rhett
Lashley.
Take the
over. Yeah, take the over in that game if those two, if those two teams
if Rhett Lashley's coaching, you know.
We'll get the new playoff poll tonight, and I'm guessing Miami will fall in the probably the 12-ish range. And now look at the bad loss, man. It's a bad loss. Georgia Tech was a were they a 5-win team heading into that? Yeah, they're 5-4.
But Danny,
it's not a good loss.
Danny, you do the pregame. You're part of the halftime show. All you can ask is just let us control our destiny. And the thing is this: you win out these next two games, and you win the ACC championship game. You're in.
Yep. The only difference now is that you that little margin for error that you had there,
nope,
that
zero.
Little, like, you know, lose the ACC championship game and get out of jail free card and still probably get into the playoff. You lost that now.
And
you ain't getting there. Like, ACC ain't getting a 2-loss team in the playoff. I can tell you that,
Danny,
much.
I want to tell you this.
They'll take a 4-loss SEC team before they let a 2-loss ACC team.
I'm going to say
there.
This, Danny.
Maybe a Pac-12 team too.
And I'm a guy who's lived all across the country. I'm here to tell you the Miami bias is real. You have no margin for error. Cam Ward, you lose a game. It's going to be really hard to win the Heisman. The Hurricanes, you lose a game. You can't lose anymore. There is a Hurricane bias because, you know, you've lived here most of your life in South Florida and everything like that. I have friends all the time. Oh, you live in South Florida, man. Send me some gear. Okay, I'll send you some Hurricanes, some Dolphins, some Panthers. Oh, man, I don't need Hurricanes gear. Send me all the other stuff. Like, there is a bias. So your margin is already very thin. So what do you have to do? You have to be the you. You have to have the swag. And so why is it swag you? You have to, because the rest of the world is kind of against you. I'm going to be honest. They're kind of against you.
All right, Trevor's screaming at us to break, so we'll do that here. We got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. Joe will stop by in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to try to track down Omar Kelly. I don't know where Omar is. He's somewhere in L.A. I don't know if he had a big night last night after the game, if he went out celebrating in L.A. I guess it was early there, right? It must have been early by the time that game ended.
Like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was 8 o'clock there when that game ended. I love that time difference, by the way. I've only been out west like a handful of times. I remember the last time I went was with the Hurricanes basketball team, and I got there, it was like 5 o'clock, and I got to my hotel room, and the Heat game was on. I was like, wow, this is really nice. Like, it's not even dinner time yet, and the Heat are playing. Like, we got NBA basketball going on. Everything starts so early there. It's nice. It's really nice. All right, we do have to take a pause, though. The 8 o'clock hour is coming up. You could text us 305-567-0560. We got a lot of stuff going on here in our little world of sports. The Heat Panthers are in action. The Dolphins get a win. The Canes with a very, very tough loss on Saturday. So a lot of stuff to get to. The 8 o'clock hour is next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.